Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts schools are facing a lot of pressure to get back to normal, from academic standards to mask policy. But achieving that goal is not always straightforward, especially during a pandemic. WBUR's Carrie Young has been checking in with educators and students about how they're getting back on track, and she joins us now. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, Rupa.
So let's start with the big picture. What do we know about how students are doing after the last year and a half?
Well, the best view that we have about student learning comes from the state standardized test known as the MCAS. In math, there was a 16 percentage point drop in the number of students who met expectations or higher. In English, there wasn't as big of a drop there, and in reading, but that was down too. And I have seen national analyses that estimate that students are an average of about 5 months behind.
Wow, that's really concerning.
Yeah, those numbers are pretty significant. But the good news is that 4 to 5 months is still less than a full school year. And the superintendents that I've talked to say that making that up is doable. You know, we can catch kids up. And if you think about it, students pretty much every year come in with a wide range of skill sets. It's what teachers are used to dealing with. But this year, that gap is just a little bit bigger. And, you know, it's also important to remember that students aren't a monolith here. Some are actually coming in ahead and asking for harder work. There's a range in student mental health. You know, some kids face trauma over the last year and a half, whether that was food insecurity or losing a loved one, falling into depression from the isolation, whereas other kids really thrived from, you know, that focus on their schoolwork and remote learning.
So how are schools trying to help close the gaps?
Well, it really varies by district. Some schools are rewinding a little bit, or at least individual classes are, and kind of reviewing last year's material before getting going on this year's. A lot of districts I've talked to, though, are using an approach that's known as just-in-time instruction. And this is where you break kids up into small groups and review particular skills or content that they're going to need in their current classwork that their teachers are assigning right now.
How much do we know about what works when it comes to catching kids up in school?
So we do have a few insights on this. I talked to Nate Schwartz recently at Brown University, and he explained to me that tutoring and working on those specific areas when students need them do have the best track record. And he said that there's a lot of research out there that shows that there are other benefits to high-quality tutoring and that individual attention too.
Two things are happening when these tutoring programs work. The first is that a student who likely hasn't been feeling engaged by many aspects of school is developing a relationship with someone who knows them, who sees them, and who checks on them regularly. The second thing that's happening is the student is working in an area where they have previously felt failure, often year after year after year, and is being given the tools to succeed.
So Schwartz adds that it is best to have this extra help during the school day. Asking kids to come in after school or during the summer is just kind of a hard sell. But there is a few other things that we know from the research that he highlighted too, and that's that holding kids back or trying to redo part of the previous year is just not typically effective. It's really hard to catch up that way, and it's also just kind of discouraging.
Yeah, I'm sure. What are you hearing from kids about how they're dealing with all of this?
Well, I think a lot of them are feeling that pressure to catch up too. And some, like Dakota Lobo, who is a senior at New Bedford High School, feel like she really would have loved a little bit more breathing room in the fall just to get used to full-time in-person learning again.
I feel like a lot of teachers and like the school administration feel like, well, you've done this for so many years before, like, you should be able to come back and it'd be like nothing. But it's just still so weird because it's still like a pandemic going on. So everybody's like trying to be cautious. And then people haven't seen their friends in a while. So it's like, I feel like they should be like more considerate. Like we're still trying to like get back into the groove of things.
I can so relate to that. It's so hard getting back into the groove of things again.
No, I agree. And, you know, from what I've been hearing from teachers, they're feeling that too. Nima Avashia, who's a civics teacher in Boston, she told me recently that she's noticed that a lot of her students are kind of internalizing this concern that they're feeling behind also. And she said she's also concerned that they kind of feel a little bit responsible.
And it's like, no, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, we collectively, the adult we, like, we screwed this up. Policymakers, people who won't get vaccinated, people who won't wear masks. And now we're like, we're going to put all of our anxiety on the young people who didn't create the problem and, like, shouldn't have to bear our anxiety. It's not fair to them.
And she also argues that this anxiety just isn't good for learning and catching up either. There's also growing calls from educators for the state to kind of adjust their standards this year, at least temporarily, to figure out which skills are the most necessary so it's just not quite so many that they have to tackle in a shorter period of time.
So how long do you think that schools will be dealing with the effects of the pandemic and the remote learning that students had to do?
I think a lot of school leaders and students are still really trying to just wrap their heads around this year. That's the general sense I'm getting. They really are trying to get comfortable with being back. And then, of course, remember, COVID is still causing a lot of uncertainty. Framingham Superintendent Bob Tremblay told me that he still, you know, kind of feels like we're building this plane while we're flying it, so to speak.
I want to call it post-pandemic, but I don't think I can call it that officially. And it's not even school as usual. It's not even a new normal, because I'm not even sure what that means day to day.
I mean, you can just tell he's trying to figure out, you know, what to label this time. It's just kind of uncertain, like he said. Right now, he's just proud that the kids are back in classes full time. And that was a huge accomplishment. This is how Declan Collins, a junior in Holliston, also put his feelings right now.
To be honest, I'm really just hoping for my first normal year of high school. Freshman year was cut short, sophomore year was pretty much non-existent. So if I can have one concrete high school year with no interruptions, I think that's all I can ask for at this point.
And, you know, I think that's kind of the feeling a lot of us are relating to right now, too.
Definitely. WBUR's Carrie Young, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie will continue this conversation with a live panel of teachers and school leaders at 6:30 tonight at City Space and streaming online. You can find more info at wbur.org/cityspace.